Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
DJ S1041 FM KMOX. Happy Wednesday. We should make this song the theme song for KMOX. Right? It just fits the whole vibe.
Yeah.
Sure.
I love this song.
Word up.
Belated happy birthday to you, Mr. Wheeler.
Oh, that's not that belated. It was not a work day, so.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, I'm older, so sweet. No, it's good. It's
Mr. Whimsy.
My sister texted me yesterday. She's like, have fun getting older. And I'm like, I will, because I'm going to watch football and play video games all day.
So we had a big weekend in the Glover family. Very happy and proud to announce that my son, Nick, is engaged.
All right.
To Bree awesome. Pritchett.
Oh boy, Nick.
They've been together about six years.
Nice.
And I've known about it a year. And... you know, it's like the Glovers knew and the Pritchetts have known for a while, but Bree didn't know. Bree kind of knew.
Yeah, you got to have an idea.
But she didn't
know.
And I'm very proud of Nick. You know, these days there's a lot of like drama behind the proposal, and it was simple and sweet. And he went to the art museum, which is a thing for them. And it was beautiful weather. Thank God. Because remember, Friday was a washout. And got on one knee, and they had a photographer there, and with the most beautiful, sweet pictures you've ever seen.
Okay, so I got a question.
Yeah.
Is a photographer, like, hiding?
Like, I'm sure, like, an open site.
Kind of like, just like, somewhere you don't know this person, and they're just, like, spying the thing?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm like, because if someone's following you, that's going to be a little obvious something's happening.
Although it's pretty funny, because... Bree said afterwards that she figured it out in the Uber... going to the art museum.
Oh.
Because Nick said he was acting nervous like Don Knotts. And then he would just stare out the window silently.
Oh, no.
So she figured out, like, something's up. Either he's going to ask me to marry him or he's breaking up with me. So.
Yeah, and probably not that one.
And it was cute. Bree's friends took her to see Wicked. She's big into Wicked. And they say, we should get our nails done first. And Bree went with green and pink Wicked nails,
right,
not knowing she's going to have an engagement ring on, which I think is perfect because she's so into that. So,
yeah.
And
cool.
Then Nick, most of you know, works for Michael Kelly at his office downtown. And his office has like a big bar and stuff and a pool table. And so after the engagement, they came back down and 30, 40 friends and family were waiting. And it was just perfect. You know how there's so many... nothing's perfect. Something goes wrong with everything, right? And this was as close as you could get. So, congratulations, my baby boy.
Very
congrats.
Cool.
Bree, welcome to the Glovers. Once you get in, you can't get out.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's like the Mafia.
Yep.
Yeah.
We can take you out, but you can't just walk away.
There's no exit door.
Yeah. People on stream are saying they can't hear anything, so.
I know.
Interesting.
I get pretty frustrated sometimes because things just get changed and then there's like
you just kind of got to figure it out. Like Matt Pajeski, who is wonderful.
I knew it was Pajeski.
No, he's the one trying to explain it to me, and I did what I thought I was supposed to do. I wish I had an email or something to reference, but I think that might be...
I love Rach. She's the most.
Now they have it.
She's the most low key essy person on the show. Like, it'd sure be nice if I had an email
to. It's just the kind of thing where it's like, hey, people will figure it out by word of mouth over the course of 15 days. And it's like, or like, whoever changed the entire thing could just tell everyone at once.
Something's crossed, by the way, because the thing that's not supposed to be signed in here at this station, like this one used to be it. I just turned that mic, unmuted that mic, and that's what put it on. So I don't know if there's something and crossed that isn't supposed to be there.
You might also recall us saying that things were different on Friday, because it was. And then somehow between Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and now Monday, things have changed. Every day, something is different.
We have a leprechaun.
And, well, we have people
right
who are adjusting settings and then not...
And this is birthday.
As Rachel said, relying on like fun word of mouth. To figure out how to do this very important station function.
Got
to
play a game of telephone.
Well, for those of you on the stream, you didn't get to hear that. Yesterday was Wheeler's birthday, and my son Nick got engaged over the weekend to his girlfriend Bree, and that's what we were talking about.
Yes.
So. Very cool stuff.
Yep. Yes. And then Nick was nervous like Don Knotts, and that's why she figured it out.
So, okay, I'm curious.
Yes.
What is it like to propose to a lady? Because the guys always say that they get so nervous, and it's like, well, you know she's going to say yes, so why are you so nervous?
I have never been more nervous in my entire life than when I proposed to Megan. If you look at the pictures on Facebook...
so many times. They just look together.
If you look at the pictures of me proposing to my wife, I am red-faced and drenched in sweat. It was not in a warm place. I was just so nervous that I could not stop. I was flop sweating the entire time.
But, like, why were you so nervous? What could you trace it back to?
Knowing that she's going to remember this for the rest of her life, and that it's a very, very important moment in her life, and knowing that I just really, really didn't want to do anything stupid and screw it up. I didn't want to, like,
well,
you know.
Also, let's be clear.
I didn't want to pratfall and slide backwards and go, whoa!
Back in my day. And Wheeler's day,
yeah.
If you took someone to the Sizzler, like that was...
I was like, the expectations were different.
Tall cotton.
Yeah.
Now you have to have like a production of the Odyssey going on. And,
yeah.
And I didn't have to. I did do kind of a production. I didn't have to, but I wanted it to... I knew that she would want it to be special, and so I wanted it to be special for her. And that's what the sweating, thus...
Yes.
Thus the flop sweating.
Thus. Do you guys remember, I don't know, a month or so ago when we had the debate about what you do when you find money and if you find it laying in a field or you find it in a wallet and all that stuff? I flagged this story for us. A woman got into trouble with the police after pocketing an abandoned $20 bill at Walmart. So the story is she's checking out and there's a $20 bill laying there. And she looks around.
Where, on the ground?
Yeah,
or, okay.
and there's no one around. And the person who checked out before her is long gone. And so she put it in her pocket. Later, someone came back and said, hey, I think I dropped a $20 bill. And they looked at the film and saw her and arrested her.
That's ridiculous.
Because in Pennsylvania, if money is left on the ground or anywhere else, it's a crime if you take it without making a reasonable attempt to find the owner.
What's reasonable?
So there's no finders keepers in Pennsylvania.
But what's reasonable? Like, you have to run out the door and see, hey, did anybody lose a 20? And then how do you know that person's not lying to you?
Yeah.
If somebody yells, hey, did you lose any money? I'm going to be like, yeah. What was it? I don't know.
That was pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. You should not. Also, you shouldn't be arrested over $20.
Agreed.
Like, that could be a ticket or something. Like, you know, hey, you did a bad thing. Here's a ticket.
Yeah.
You're arrested for $20 laying on the ground?
I'm sorry. Sorry, but you have to spend life in prison now.
I mean,
you did the wrong thing.
We got people that, like, conned people out of their life savings that don't go to get arrested.
I was telling these guys, Saturday was great. You know, Nick got engaged to Bree. We had a party, and it was just big excitement. Phoebe came home early. It was great. And then yesterday was a different kind of day. Yesterday, I didn't leave the house. I barely got off the couch. And I am not exaggerating. I told these guys at lunch today, I'm not exaggerating. I watched TikTok and cried for 5 hours. Because you guys have met me. I'm Scottish. I cry 3 times a week on the show. But I was watching like kindness videos. And there's this guy, I think, in L.A. that goes around and he gives homeless people a makeover. And then this guy in London who takes bouquets around and gives them to old ladies. I'm bawling. I'm just sitting there crying. And I'm hatching my plan to quit this job and just go buy a bunch of bouquets. But it was just... Is there something wrong with me? Like, is that normal to just lay and cry on your couch for 5 hours watching TikTok?
Well, this is not the first time, like, you've described doing something like this before. I think sometimes it just feels good to cry. Like, if you haven't cried in a long time, if you haven't had a release in a long time, I mean, that's why people like watching, like, romance movies and what have you, right? So you can cry at the end, so.
Yeah.
I think it's probably pretty normal.
I filled my cry quotient. Then I started getting a bunch of TikToks of graves. I guess TikTok's like, this guy's a sap. And,
and there hey, was, turn it up
there
for
were him. Celebrity graves. And one of them was Chuck Connors, the rifleman.
Yeah.
And I went to get rid of it with my thumb because, and I guess I hesitated too long and it gave it a heart.
Fave, heart, repost,
oh, no.
Bookmark.
Oh, so now you're getting grave videos.
Sent to all friends.
Yes, now I'm getting everybody's grave.
When I first got on TikTok, I followed this grave account of this woman who would go out and like deep clean the tombstones.
Uh-huh.
And
I know her.
Do like a little, like sometimes she would like look up who the person was and tell about their life. It was very interesting.
The other one I got was how the 8 places you hit a guy with a stick.
If you want to take him down?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
And I thought, how...
That's a Wheeler video.
How specific.
Yeah.
Like, if I ever find myself in a street fight, but I'm holding a broomstick, and I'm I know the top 8 places.
I get all of those kind of things. Probably because I watch them.
How are your weekends?
Good.
Oh, not that good, though, right?
It was good.
It's fine for you.
It was I mean, I don't want to go into things, but I went out.
You shouldn't have put it on the Google Doc.
No, I was just going to say that I went out and I don't recommend it. Okay. Going out sucks.
Okay. Fine.
Going out sucks. Going out's a big time bummer. Everybody else is having so much fun and I keep leaning over to everybody and being like, when do you think you guys might want to leave?
Now, seems like it's wrapping up.
Was that more people than ever at Tim's Chrome Bar. That is like the music is going, the DJ's just started, the dance floor has opened up, and I'm like, well, kind of seems like maybe it's at the end of the night around here.
I think
last call.
Weekend update is about to start if you guys want to try to make it home for that.
Was that because just being out generally is annoying because it's just stuff?
Or that night
was annoying?
No, that night was wonderful. Okay, we went out with some friends. We really did have a great time, even me. even though the whole time I'm like, you know, tapping my fake watch. Like, boy, howdy. Sure is dark outside.
Look at the hour. It's 6:30.
You're right. It's 9:15, you guys.
That was a great noise.
I'm just not really like a bar guy. I mean? Now, these bars aren't I. We went to Silver Ball Room and then we went to Tim's Chrome Bar. They're fun. They're cool bars. I love that we have so many like cool and interesting bars in St. Louis. Feels like especially in the last like 10, 15 years, these really neat places have started to pop up. And I think that's really cool that we have those.
Yeah.
I would just like to, I prefer to admire them from afar.
Yeah.
When there's too many people.
Just know they're there.
Yeah. Well, there's too many people in a small room. I start to get real itchy, you know?
I feel like if I went out, like till 2 or 3 in the morning and really tied one on, it's not that I would fear a hangover or doing something stupid. I would literally think that the earth would crack and gargoyles would come out. Like, it just seems so foreign
to
me.
It's a very, if you don't do it all the time, which I do it very rarely, doing it feels very odd.
Yeah.
And then you start to, like, look around, you start to think, like, people, like, oh, I bet a lot of these people are here every Saturday. They're like, this is just what they do. And they love it. And I think that's valid. I think you're allowed to love it, but it's very strange.
Yeah. I'll be texting with Phoebe on the weekend sometimes. And it's like 9:45 and I'm, have been in bed for half an hour. And she's like, yeah, girls came over, getting ready to go out.
Just getting ready to
go out.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Say it! You know that you'll be heard now.
123 DGS on KMOX. Happy Monday. So we are out Thanksgiving and Friday. We know what they're doing on Friday. Is there a football game or something? I guess we don't care since we're not going to be here.
Yeah. I
got the schedule.
Not 100%, but I do think it is football.
Football on Thursday.
Yeah.
And then Friday will be special at your service presentations.
Oh, okay. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Nice. I think Brad is actually hosting one of those.
Oh, you're good. Have you guys seen this company called I Will Survive?
No.
Get this. It is a company that sells sweaters made from the wool of gay sheep.
Oh, why do they have to be gay for the sweaters?
Representation
matters. I understand it. The owner of the company, who's gay, it was a way of saying, see, it's not just people. A certain percentage of the animal kingdom, and it's cool, and it's great, and they somehow figure out, the sheep that like to be with other boy sheep.
That doesn't seem that hard to figure out.
Yeah. They probably figure that out.
Just let you know right up front.
I guess there's a couple telltale signs. And it hit the New York fashion thing and just went crazy. Mm. So now you can't even get them.
I'm picturing like a woke farm that only butchers gay cows. And it's like, yeah.
They wouldn't be woke.
Not quite you. That's what I'm saying. It's like, yeah, not quite there.
I thought that was pretty clever, though. Interesting.
I Will Survive.
I Will Survive.
Have you ever watched a video of like a
gay sheep?
Sheep being shorn? They could have been gay.
Is that what they call it?
I have, and I had to remind myself that it doesn't like kill the sheep.
Yeah.
Well, if their wool gets too thick and matted, it really hurts.
Yeah, no, it feels apparently I've heard according like I don't know this for a fact, but it's supposed to feel good for the sheep to be shaved.
You think they get hot and sweaty too because all that wool?
Oh yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
I hate wool, man. I can't
it
wear
doesn't
it.
Really breathe.
Well, because because most sheep. Like, sheep originate in, like, the highlands, right? So where it's very cold and rainy, and so you want all that wool. But when we bring them to, like, Nebraska or whatever, it's going to get warm.
Speaking of animals, this was a sad story. There was this guy who, in Africa, that was very wealthy, and he owned a company, that traded in adventure, like four-wheelers and things like that. And he gave tons and tons of money to support wildlife in Africa. And he was on a safari with his wife, got up in the middle of the night, went outside to pee, and a lion killed him.
Yikes.
Yes.
I guess you gotta be looking out for that. Whew.
That sounds horrible.
Yes.
Yeah. Unless I don't, like, is it fast? Like, over fast, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I
guess it depends on the way the lion goes about it.
I guess, yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes cats like to play with their food.
Ugh.
I'm just saying. I'm sorry. I'm just saying.
Ugh. It's terrible.
I mean, haven't you ever seen a house cat with, like, if they find, like, a cricket or something?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like, sometimes yeah. I'm like, Lucy, what is wrong with you?
Gigi will
taking
catch.
Pleasure in this.
Yeah, Gigi will catch lizards, and she will rip the legs off the lizards.
You have lizards in Alton?
I do have lizards in Alton. And she will take the legs off of them, leave the legs next to the lizard, which is now, like, you know, dead of having its legs ripped off. And being chewed on by a cat.
This has happened more
minutes.
Than once?
This has happened 12, 13 times a year.
Jeez.
I'll find.
It happens
That's
monthly.
That's not what I thought
I'll
it was
find.
Going
to I'll find.
You just, 12, 13
well,
times a year.
Limbless lizards?
They're seasonal, so I'll find like, you know.
Basically snakes?
I'll find like, you know, six in the spring and six in the summer.
Jeez. Speaking of cats, a woman in North Carolina was driving to work when a bald eagle dropped a cat through the windshield of her car.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the cat passed away.
You think?
Yeah. Sad stuff. That's why you shouldn't let your kitties outside.
Did you worry about your pets growing up in Grafton?
I probably should have worried about like a hawk getting kitty or something like that, but it was okay. Sometimes other cats would show up and bully her, and that was very scary. Because she was like mostly an outside cat.
Yeah.
Our dog, Billy, the black lab, best dog ever, he was just like, I don't think he ever had a bath. Like, he just ran around in the country. What a life.
Same. Yeah. That's how my dogs were.
Yeah.
I bet my dogs came inside three times when it was like below zero or something.
My friends had a farm dog that used to drink beer. Like, their dad would pop a beer for him and then like a beer for the dog.
Uh-huh.
And the dog had like a trick where the dog would like dip its head back and could chug the beer.
Jeez. Probably terrible for the dog, but it's a good party trick.
I mean, look, those farm dogs, I think Dottie lived to be like 22, so it's like, you know, those farm dogs are tough.
Oh, we always wish for money. We always wish for fame. We think we have the answers. Some things ain't ever gonna change.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 134. Happy Monday. Jedi says, right-wing commercials crack me up. Jedi, it's so funny. During that commercial break, Wheeler was laughing like a hyena.
It was funny.
And we didn't know why. And it was that commercial. And it's so funny that we're all clocking this the same day. I'm like, when did we start running all these like Republican commercials? Like, I guess their money is as green as anyone else, but it just seems like a strange time of year to be doing that.
According to Amy, we were running them during the 100th, which I didn't notice.
Oh.
But she said it was made for strange bedfellows for were talking about.
It really is. The style of it was funny.
Yeah.
It's like, these people are going to try to ruin everything, even though we're in charge.
Yes.
I'm like, wait a minute, hold on.
We control all aspects. They're making sweaters out of
gay
sheep.
By the way, just to let everybody know, I would make fun of it if it was coming from the other direction, too.
Oh, of course.
Because that kind of just over the top.
Yes.
You know, ooh, these fascists are ruining the... Come on.
Dramatic.
Come on.
I thought this was very sad. I saw this in the news this morning. O'Fallon, Illinois has some sort of a big fest. And they have canceled it specifically because they cannot control teenagers.
Oh, wow.
A couple years ago, a bunch of teenagers showed up en masse and ruined it. I think last year there was some sort of like gunplay or something. And this year they said, nah, we're just not going to do it. We cannot handle the number and the attitudes and the behaviors of the local teenagers.
That stinks. I mean, how do you even begin to address something like that?
And again, like, you know, being my age from my generation, you know, I thought I was getting away with something when Eric Brokaw and I were cruising McDonald's and pretending we're going to make out with girls. And like, that was a Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
If someone had said, hey, there's a festival going on, let's get a couple hundred of us, get some guns. And go ruin this thing. Like, what are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
So and I'm not picking on anybody because obviously this is not something that an organizing group can handle and probably one police department can't handle. So this is not any specific criticism, but I just a broader question because we've had these problems in downtown St. Louis too, right? I mean, we finally had the police department, the new chief, come up with a plan to at least target some of that activity, and they actually arrested people and gave tickets to the parents and all that. There's nothing that anybody in the community can do. We're just going to cede the ground to teenagers just going wild.
Seems odd.
I mean, like, how about this? Let's all band together. Let's get the state police and a bunch of, you know, groups, and let's just have it as a sting. We're going to have this festival, and when they show up, boom, go get them.
Okay, by me.
When they misbehave. When they misbehave. Right.
How dare you be a teenager?
Yeah, I want to be clear about this. Don't just round up all the teenagers. Just get the ones that are causing troubles.
Yeah.
I feel like as a community, as a like both sides of the river, all of us, there's no way that the right way forward is, well, we can't do things because teenagers. Like, maybe let's come together and be like, okay, we got this big thing coming up. We anticipate some problems. Let's bring in the state police and let's bring in all these surrounding areas. And we're going to just like overstaff this. And when people start going, boom, we got everybody ready to go.
But isn't it crazy? And everyone agrees it's crazy. But isn't it crazy that we can't just have a good time?
I know.
Because we're afraid of our children.
Yeah, well, and again,
something got away from us.
And you know, as I'm thinking through this, part of the problem with even, you know, like coming up with the idea that I did, well, that's still putting people at risk, yeah, right? Because when you're talking about cases where people are showing up with guns and things like that, that still puts the general public at risk, which is probably why you have to do it the way you're doing it. But that's just a horrible way to look at things. Not, and I know maybe there is no practical short-term solution, but man, what a horrible situation to be in. Like, we just can't have things because teenagers are going to go wild. I mean, you got to wrangle these kids, man. And I don't know that there's a good way to do it.
Kind of nuts. Man, I'm losing my very short-term memory. Like, as Wheels was talking, I looked at something and I'm like, oh, I'm going to bring this up. And by the time he stopped talking, I forgot what it was.
Oh.
It's not
a
good sign.
I thought of all of us this weekend while I was doing some show prep because... Did I not save headlines today? Are you kidding me? It's on my computer. Well, anyway, there's been a study that shows that TikTok is absolutely contributing to brain rot.
Mm-hmm.
These short videos just make it so much harder for, you know, when used excessively, then it makes it much harder on your brain to focus on more complex tasks later. So, I mean, I thought of all of us because we love the short form videos around here. But it's like if you just use that like for several hours a day, it can be really, really bad for your cognitive function.
Did you guys know about this thing? This does not apply to what happened to you just now, Dave. But I do that literally all the time where I'll just think of something and then forget it instantaneously. But I saw this from, I can't remember the exact expertise. I want to say it was a psychologist, but it might have been somebody who just studies brain activity, that if you walk in, if you're thinking, I'm going to go into the room because I got to go find my shoes. Sometimes if you just walk into that room, you will forget why you went in there. You ever had that experience?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's actually a phenomenon that happens in your brain where your brain subconsciously thinks that a new room is a new environment. So it clears out short-term memory space to take in new info.
Interesting.
Which I thought was fascinating.
Yeah.
Which makes me feel a lot better because I do that all the time. I'm like, I'm going to go upstairs because I got to get the the shaker for my protein shake, and then I walk upstairs and I do something else and I completely forget.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah, that's what it is.
I do the show for Andrew.
Yeah,
that's Andrew, all I do.
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm not going to lie, man.
That got me.
You definitely,
unfortunately,
you definitely hit that one off the wall.
Rach, what's my worst nightmare?
Your worst nightmare is, let me get it pulled up here, a woman, I think this happened in Thailand, okay? This woman was deceased, allegedly, and in her coffin, ready to be cremated. They're about to put her into the little kiln or whatever that is that burns people up. And what do they hear?
Oh, no.
I'm not answering that door.
I know. But she was
turn on those flames.
Going home, but it's like, how can we make? I don't know. I'm not a doctor. But I do feel like there are several like surefire ways of making sure someone is dead before they're fully in the coffin and ready to be cremated. But she had been unresponsive for 2 days. So I guess they just figured like, let's do it. Let's get the process started. But then she came too. And so things are good now.
The fact that she came too means there had to have been a pulse.
It had to be.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's got to be a way to check the pulse and make sure, like, okay, it's definitely gone.
Some guy in, like, winter gloves is putting his hand on her neck. Like, I can't feel anything.
There just seems to be nothing good to do with a body when it dies. Like, this is a little personal, but, you know, I share everything else. So when my mom passed... when the funeral director came to get her, they said, is there going to be a viewing? And we said, no. And they said, not even you guys. And we said, no. And they said, well, we don't have to embalm her then. And I think embalming is super creepy. And so I consulted with my sister and she agreed. So we didn't do it. And I have been bothered by this since my mom died because I know she's gone. Whether she's embalmed or not, or cremated, she's gone. Yet, I picture her, because she was buried next to my dad, next to their best friends, the Clockengays. And I picture her being embarrassed because they're embalmed and she's not. Crazy thought, I know, but it gets in my head. But like cremation, which is probably what I would want, I know I'm gone. I know it's just meat, but God, that's... crazy. We're going to literally burn you to a cinder. Probably the best I can think of is something supernatural, not supernatural, but supernatural, like the mushroom thing. That makes more sense. Like putting someone in the ground, even if you don't embalm them, in a casket with the vault and the water and the cold and the blah, it just gets to me. Mm-hmm. Does it get to you guys?
No, but I get where you're coming from. I mean, I was just raised to believe that your soul is what makes you you. So if that soul has left your body, it just doesn't freak me out that much to think of like the cremation, for example, because it's like, well, that's not really me anymore in my mind. And I know a lot of like Christians don't want to be cremated because they're like, well, when Christ returns to earth or, you know, during the rapture, everyone's bodies are going to be brought up into heaven. And I'm like, well, I mean, if you've been deteriorating in the ground anyway, that it's not like you have this pristine package to go up. So, yeah. But I mean, I get where you're coming from.
Yeah. For me, it's just the weird thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just the invasive thoughts. I don't really care what happens to me afterwards. I care about my loved ones, like whatever their final wishes would be. I think that's part of your duty as a child. But yeah, just weird thoughts. Driving faster than you want me to.
Can't help myself when I'm alone with you. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 149. I saw a video of the $6 million man from about 1976 when I was 12. And it was the one where Steve Austin is fighting Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Played by Andre the Giant.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And Wheels, you were younger than me.
Yeah.
But I thought to myself, this is the core of my childhood. Like, this is like, if I wanted to take, like, hey, what was it like growing up, you know, in the 70s? I'd be like, come here, watch this.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Right? Steve like, Austin cheesy. Fighting Bigfoot, who ended up also being a cyborg. What? Yeah.
And really bad, like, stunts.
Yes.
Like, he's just so dumb.
We loved it.
Well, because we didn't have anything else. You know, it's kind of like Eddie Murphy's line, you know, if you're starving, going through the desert, you find a cracker, you think it's the best cracker you've ever seen. It's kind of the same idea.
Is there anything like that for you, Rach, that jumps out like, oh my God, this was so...
So 90s? I mean, I really loved the PBS show Zoom, which I think started in like the 60s or the 70s, and then they rebooted it in the 90s and early 2000s. So I would maybe show someone this and just be like, check this out.
This is what we're doing.
This is what I was working with back then.
So funny. How about you, Andrew?
Maybe when... like all food had to be like weird colors.
Oh yeah, when they had like the purple ketchup and such.
Purple ketchup and like everything was like, you know, all the drinks were like
white Coke.
Nasty, nasty, gross bugs smashed up.
Oh yeah, Pepsi Clear. Mm-hmm.
Surge. I loved Surge.
I don't remember Surge.
It was green. You could get it at Burger King.
I thought you were saying the dude's name. Surge.
That was my first crush, Surge.
No, it was a bright green, and then it was gone for a long time, and then they brought it back at Burger King, and I think you can still get it at Burger King only,
but
according to my wife, it's not the same.
Probably the soda of my childhood was Pepsi Light, which was lemon. It's the one I bought not too long, you know, a couple years ago. Remember, I bought the 30-year-old bottle and drank it and almost died. Yeah. That was my childhood soda.
Ugh.
It was good as hell.
Yeah, I don't remember very many choices.
And you know what I always wanted?
You ever have a tab?
Oh, I had tons of tab. Dude, okay, I had really bad acne when I was a teenager. And my mom and dad told me, because they were old school, and maybe they're right, that it's all diet. And it's chocolate, and it's, you know, ice cream and stuff like that. So I took that seriously. And I am 16 years old, skinny as a rail, drinking tab, eating Sweet and Low ice cream with pure saccharin in it that gave me like the worst stomach pains I've ever had. Sugar-free syrup on my pancakes. I was obsessed. And I only went to the dermatologist one time, and I'm sitting in the waiting room mortified that I'm there because of my complexion. And there are two of the high school guys there also who are like studs. And they were there because they had been hunting and got poison oak. Like real men. And I walk up to the lady at the front, and she just barely looks up to me, and she goes, are you here for your acne?
Oh, jeez.
God. Yes. And all they did was put a sun lamp on me and burn my face and then shoot it with CO2, the frozen stuff. And so I look like a plum walking out of there. And I told my mom and dad, I'm like, I'd rather have acne. I'm just not.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I'm not going back.
The strides they've made in skincare, like even from when I was 13, 14. I mean, we would use like there was this one, it might have been St. Ives facial scrub, but it like ripped your face up essentially. And then you tone with the like sea breeze or whatever it's called. And all you're doing is irritating your skin way worse than it was before.
I feel so terrible for kids who have a bad complexion.
Yeah.
Because there's absolutely nothing you can do. It's just like, I didn't mean to do this. Mm-hmm. It's not a part of my character. Jedi says, Dave, did you see The Age of Disclosure yet? Brother, I spent $19.99 and I rented it over the weekend, and we're going to talk about it. We have a guest coming up at the top of the hour, but we'll talk about it after that. I loved it. I thought it was great.
How long is it?
A regular movie, like hour and a half, something like that.
All right.
But it's just like, you've seen these.
Oh, yeah,
like, you and I could shoot one in an afternoon.
Right, the home video
the
ones.
The typical ones.
Yeah.
And this was like a real movie.
All right.
With real people.
Who did it again?
Some guy I'd never heard of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Not one of the usual suspects.
So do they say, like, you know, when we're going to see him?
You know, there's
I'm going to watch it, so no spoiler. But just
no,
like
no spoiler, but there's a whole lot of conjecture that this movie was going to be the turning point. And that now Trump is going to be the one to come out. Wouldn't that be something if Trump's the one to be like, hey, just so you know, which he 100% will if he really gets his you-know-what in the sling.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.